Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I say it's my pleasure. I'm here to tell you today you need to be outraged. And I'm asking, where is the outrage? Now, I don't even know where to begin. I know yesterday I said I wanted to talk some about brokered convention, and the article I had really wasn't very in-depth. It was telling about how those happened in the past. And so I'm going to put that on hold, and we're going to talk about it another day, and I'm going to try and get somebody on. I know of some people. I have some names to call, and I've been running around out of the office the last couple of days with personal business I've had to take care of, and so I haven't made the phone calls I need to be making in many aspects, but a brokered convention, when you stop and think about it, and think about all what the media has done in this election, particularly with the GOP, there has been lots and lots and lots of money made. With all the corruption, with all the scandals, with all the bickering, with all the fighting, there's been lots of media coverage. There's been people watching that have not watched before. And I want to put a question out to you. If Trump would win the nomination, what would happen? And what would happen if he didn't? They are so split, and not just the GOP. I'm seeing people. It is absolutely ridiculous. And it angers me and disappoints me. They hate one another if they're not for the same person. So much as, you know, Glenn Beck, he has lost his ever-loving mind, and Cruz has to keep him on board. He needs to shut him up. Going after people and telling them they're not real Christians if they go after a different candidate, and you know who it is. And people on Facebook are doing that. Do you think either one of these men are without faults? So we're in this battle, and all we're hearing about are these wives and what happened with that. I believe both sides were at fault. We are hearing about this reporter that's going after the Trump's man for abusing her, assaulting her. I watched the video over and over again. And if that's an assault, she best stay out of crowds. She's in a business where she's got to be aggressive, and she was being aggressive. After they were told no more questions, and of course she wasn't the only reporter, there was all kinds of them following. But she thought she could reach out and grab Trump. And that immediately perked up the Secret Service and his right-hand man. She's showing bruises on her arms, and she's claiming now that she's very upset over all this ordeal, and she's going to sue. So we're watching all these things, and I want you to stop and think about it. I am not endorsing Donald Trump, but I want you to stop and think exactly what's going on with these people that are claiming to be so much better than anyone else because of who they've chose for a candidate. They say absolutely nothing about the dirt, the filth, the violence, and the death threats against another candidate. They, the Democrats, they, the media, they, the opposing candidates say nothing about that, but they blame him for the bombing. They blame him for ISIS. They blame him when people riot in his rallies. I'm beginning to think he stole the Lindbergh baby, too. Think about what is going on and what you're seeing and what you're hearing. How pathetic does it look to the world? Even President Obama said he gets asked about that. Well, you know what? He's pretty pathetic, too. How pathetic do we look to the world if this is what we go through to pick a leader, that we drag their families through dirt, we point and say, well, he started it. Where is the outrage that we have this going on, and then one man is getting death threats, and nobody says anything about it? Not for very long. I guess that's his fault. His fault, just like it's a woman's fault when she gets assaulted and raped. She shouldn't have smiled. She shouldn't have looked. She shouldn't have dressed that way. It's her fault. Muslims say it's because they wear eye makeup. It's her fault. Well, they had a tombstone that was put up in Central Park, and they did take it down. And they have a rap group that's singing Kill Trump with a lot of colorful words. And there's other places where this has gone on, and there have been attacks in the rallies. And we know now that those attacks are being, they're being sponsored by the opposition on the Democrat side. And yet, the opposition on the Republican side are blaming Trump. These protesters, at least one or two of them, the others may be volunteer, are getting paid to do this. Stop and think about what's going on. Stop and think about where the hate is really coming from. I don't approve of things that Trump says and does. I do not, absolutely do not. I don't approve of things that are going on the other side either. Not one little bit. And this isn't the first time. We've seen this in politics before. And I told you a month or so ago when we had Bill Bullard on, and he'll be coming on again here in another week or so, if not sooner. I'm going to give him a call today, try and get him on. He and I just haven't talked to get scheduled. And I don't believe that my revelation came to me from me, because I'm no genius. I'm far from it, and I will admit that. I will admit that I change my mind sometimes when I find out a few more facts. That's why when somebody changes their mind, I have to analyze why they changed their mind, because I've done that before. Sometimes I say things spontaneously. Big surprise, huh? So think about it. Think about where that hate's coming from. But I told Bill, and I told you, I was on the air when I was talking to him, that it just all of a sudden came to me. I was trying to figure out what is the real hate, other than he is a little boisterous, he's a little arrogant. He isn't the only one in the arena that's arrogant. Hillary's arrogant. Sanders is arrogant. They're all arrogant. It takes that kind of a personality to push and drive to want to be president of the United States. The only one I never saw as arrogant was Ben Carson. I saw him as humble. It's not that. It's not because of policy. He's done no policy. He's not been an elected official anywhere. It's something that he's talking about. That's why the left, the right, the media, and the foreign countries don't want him as president. Now, whether he could do or would do the things that he's saying is another side of that coin. But we're going to talk about that when we come back. And your calls are welcome. Are you outraged at any of this? Do the death threats mean anything to you? I find it disgusting that nobody is speaking out against him. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Why Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keithton, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
Oh, I get kind of involved in the music, and I hear it every single day, but I just really love it. I have great producers. I truly, truly do. In fact, the producer on with me today, we had a second show during the break. He said, how could the break be over? I said, because I just kept talking. I believe that Trump's ideas, at least what he is voicing regarding trade, is the reason he is hated by everyone. Now, many of us don't like the way he says things. We don't like some of the things that come out of his mouth or how they come out of his mouth. I used to have a supervisor, and I was a switchboard operator in a very large medical clinic in the state capitol here in Missouri, and had like, I say very large. Those in the city, that wouldn't be large. It was large for its time. Back in its day, there were like 15 or 20 doctors in that building, and I was the front desk receptionist. But I ran the switchboard for a couple of years before they made me head receptionist. And so I know what it's like in the medical field. And I'm going to tell you, it's stressful. It's very stressful. But these issues that are coming up, that supervisor used to tell me, it's not what you say sometimes, it's how you say it. And that's what I see so much of. Now, Trump will not let them bully him. He will not, and they were saying that he will not cave. I was so tired last night, and I was watching the news shows for the second time when they ran, because I wasn't able to the first time when they ran. And I was too lazy, even with I had everything around me. I was working on my paperwork. I was working on posting the news that I was finding, and I was too lazy to turn the channel when Megyn Kelly came on. That woman has an agenda. She has a hate. She has a revenge. And she is not being professional. And I will say that to her face. I saw her when she went after Bundy. I saw her and how she's reacted with Trump. And I've seen her with other people. She was rude to Ben Carson at one point in time, early on. I'm not even sure he was a candidate yet at that time. There's no reason for that. None. And what she was doing last night, because they were showing the video of this reporter, and maybe you see it different. I don't know. I watched it, kind of like Sean Hannity. I watched it over and over and over again. I did not see what this woman was saying. She is in a world, a business that is tough. I am not a reporter. I would fail if I had to fight my way through a crowd. And the only way I would do it is if I was going to have to go save one of my children or grandchildren or somebody else I love. But she reached out. Was she going to hurt him? Probably not. But she reached out for his attention. She reached out and grabbed Trump's arm. Now, they're moving him away. They'd already told the reporters no more, and they were moving away. But she wasn't going to take no for an answer, and neither were other reporters. They were right there along with her. I mean, it was crowd. You don't reach out and grab a celebrity, especially someone that's had lots of death threats. Well, I didn't see her assaulted. I did see her pulled back. And someone stepped between her and Donald Trump, and I think that's the man she's claiming assaulted her. And she took pictures of bruises on her. I think it's her arms where somebody grabbed her. And this is the headline. And this was Megyn Kelly's focus. And Megyn Kelly said over and over and over again she was right, because this is what she said, and Trump lied because he said nothing happened, and you can see something happened, and on and on and on and on. But nobody's talking about trade. Nobody's talking about jobs except Donald Trump. Cruz mentions it. Yes, he does. I haven't listened a whole lot to Kasich. After the taxpayers bailed out General Motors, do you know what they've done? Well, they're getting ready to roll out Chinese-built Buicks in America. Yep, that's your tax dollars. Working for you? I don't think so. Are they working for the U.S.? I don't think so. In 2016, General Motors will roll out, the first time in the United States, a new model of Buick built exclusively in China. It's the first time the iconic American auto manufacturer will sell cars built in China in the United States since receiving a sizable taxpayer-funded bailout at the end of the George W. Bush administration and the beginning of Barack Obama administration. Now, I want you to go back in your little memory there and think about when we were telling them, don't do it, don't do it. They bailed out they bailed out GM, they bailed out these banks. And what good has come of it? The Buick Envision, which was available in China for purchase as far back as 2014, will make its official debut in the United States come this summer. The issue of U.S. auto manufacturers moving production facilities overseas has taken a center stage this presidential election. Well, I will differ with that. Seems to me like a reporter with bruises on her arm has taken a center stage. It seems to me like pictures of wives have taken a center stage. Violence at rallies has taken a center stage. And you, as the American people, need to be outraged that we are considered so stupid, and apparently we are, that all those distractions are going to sway our votes. All these distractions, all these things not talking about issues, constantly Trump is having to defend himself. Constantly the left is at him. Constantly the foreign countries are at him. Constantly his own GOP people are at him. You need to be outraged because it's you that are getting cheated. It's you. We have Gabrielle on the line. Gabrielle, how are you?
Gabriella is doing well and so pleased to see that you have stopped the anti-Trump campaign you were kind of doing a few months back, and I quit listening, and I decided to tune back in.
Well, I don't.
Another chance.
I didn't realize I was ever anti-Trump. I'll tell you what.
You were kind of being anti-Trump. But anyway, so glad to see that, you know, you're not being. And one thing I want to point out to your audience, since I've been kind of out of the loop a little bit, I'm not sure really where they're landing, but I would like them to really consider very hard that Trump is the only candidate promoting America first. The rest of them, both Democrat and Republican, are globalist Agenda 21 people. It is quite evident. You can look, Cruz, for example, was pro-TPP, pro-TPA. He was instrumental in getting John Roberts appointed to the Supreme Court, who was the deciding vote for Obamacare. Then later he read Green Eggs and Ham to be against it.
Yes,
and his wife is up to her neck in globalism ties. And that's why we don't hear Rush, Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, or any of the others talk about Agenda 21 or globalism.
You know what? You know another topic that's not being talked about? The Council for Foreign, the CFR, the Council for Foreign Relations.
And isn't that what Heidi Cruz is a member of?
You betcha.
Yeah, and it's like this really comes down. I'm in a downpour of rain on the highway, so I hope you can hear me.
I can. I want to defend myself just a little bit, if you'll allow me to.
I
think it's comical that you're claiming I was anti-Trump because I was getting all kinds of abuse on Facebook and Twitter because they thought I was going for Trump. And that's why I'm not endorsing anybody. I have my ideas, and I think you figured them out, but I'm telling you what.
And I actually am on Facebook, and I'm always very pro-Trump, and it's not under Gabriella. You can probably figure it out.
Can you hang on, Gabriella? Can you hang on?
Sure.
We're going into a break. Because I have another question, something else to point out. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Gabrielle. She's from Missouri. And she was saying that she quit listening because I sounded like I was anti-Trump. Now, I wanted to comment on that just a little bit because I got accused of the opposite on Facebook. I even had somebody come out. And if you watch the show's Facebook page, you see that I put all kinds of articles on there. I'm just trying to be the news source for everybody. And I just put all kinds of articles on there, for and against and in between and everywhere and every direction. And somebody accused me, I didn't realize you were a liberal. So I can't seem to make everybody happy, but then, you know, that's okay too. But I'm glad that you're back listening. And I wanted to ask you, how do you see this that's going on? Because people, I mean, I don't know if you're aware of how angry and hateful Beck has been to anybody who follows Trump. Anybody. They are not a Christian. They are not good people. They are bad. You know, it's just horrible what they are doing, being judgmental. And I've seen it on the other side, too, but not as much. But I think Cruz needs to get rid of Glenn Beck.
Well, I agree, and I tell you, I am a person who has been to a Trump rally, and I am so tired of the racist comments against Trump, because I've actually been to one. I was surrounded by Latinos. There were blacks there. There was every demographic, young, old, and it was so refreshing to see us all be Americans again stop the identity politics, and that does not get reported. All we hear is the negative. Mr. Trump will bring us together as Americans again, and I think it's going to get a lot uglier than it is now, and these Agenda 21 globalist people, including Ted Cruz, and both Democrat and Republicans, have an awful lot to lose.
Well, you know, with this TPP, so do the foreign countries that are hating Trump. They have a lot to lose because their free ride's about to end. But even so, he still has to get things approved by that illustrious Congress, those D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. So,
well, and I think Trump will cut deals, but I agree that he will cut deals that are good for America.
And I don't think he'll cheat the other side either. I think he'll make them fair all the way around. Because that's, you know, that's what makes it a win-win situation. If everybody's winning.
You liked Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina early on, and so I've probably not been listening for more than a couple of months.
I liked how Carly talked. I never really trusted her.
I
still like Ben Carson.
I do too. I love Ben Carson. If someone in your audience or someone knows, I've been reading all these things online where Ted Cruz gave Carly Fiorina a $500,000 check. Does anybody know what that's about? Because I'm not here to say that's what happened, because I don't know.
Was that the check? Was that the check you got from Goldman Sachs?
I know.
He just signed that over to her? Is that what he did?
It's like all you have to do is follow the money. And I tell you, I want to be an American again. I don't want to be a woman. I don't want to be this race. I don't want to be this age. I want to be an American. I want us to all focus on what we have in common. And I think Donald Trump's our man. And I think we need to stick together, whether it's third party or write-in, and not let these globalists have their way, period.
And, you know, the one thing that media was saying last night, particularly Megyn Kelly, was saying, well, he won't apologize and he won't back down for anything. He just isn't known for doing that. Well, you know, part of that can be, you know, I think that's one thing that people like about him, is because he's not going to be bullied into backing down. He's not going to be bullied into doing something, even sometimes when I think he could, you know, apology might be accepted, you know. But even then, you know, I think it's because we're tired of being pushed around, and we see that as us. Because we're the ones being pushed. And I have said this over and over again. It is not about Trump. What they're threatening to do in the GOP, it isn't about Trump. It's about the people.
They are absolutely not just insulting Mr. Trump. They are insulting every person who voted for Mr. Trump. And I find that a little offensive. And it's time we fought back, because we may not get the opportunity again.
And what I liked about Carly and Ben and Trump and did about Cruz is they were all considered non-establishment. And that's where the people were going. They were pushing away at Jeb Bush. The more they pushed Jeb down their throat, the more they pushed him away. And the same with some of the others, you know, is this, we're going to choose our own candidate. And then somebody a week ago from the GOP said, that's not what this is about. We choose the candidate. Well, yeah, that's been working real well for us lately.
Well, and that's right. And you're about my age, I would guess. And I have been holding my nose and pulling the lever and being the water carrier for the Republican Party too many years, and I will not do it anymore. And
no.
I don't care about the threats of that means Hillary gets elected. We don't care. You're all globalists. It's all the same, and it really doesn't matter. I vow to vote for Trump, like I said, either third party, write-in, as a nominee. I am not going to prop up the Republican Party anymore, period.
When do you think the Republican Party really left the people? How far back? I mean, it's gone back a long ways. You know, I heard Ronald Reagan say that about the Democrat Party. I didn't leave them, they left me. When did the Democrat Party become what it is today? I mean, it is a socialistic. I don't care if Bernie's the only one that claims to be a socialist. They all are. Their platform is. And these
The Democrat Party isn't the party of John F. Kennedy by any means.
No,
and the Republican Party isn't the party of Ronald Reagan. And they didn't like Reagan, but they want to use him as somehow their standard bearer now when they tried to do the same thing to Reagan that they did to Trump.
Yes.
I, for one, really regret not voting for Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan was absolutely right, and I listened to the establishment, held my nose, and voted for their candidate. But I think we should have put a stop to this probably at least when Pat Buchanan started the Reform Party. All his predictions have come true, and
I'm
not going to do it again.
I have something from Trump, not from Trump, but from one of the news sources. I believe it was Newsmax today, that Trump is going to back out on this GOP promise, the loyalty pledge. You know, they didn't sign a pledge. And, you know, that bothered me. Maybe that was when you weren't listening, but I was so enraged by that, and I'm still outraged by it. What's the nerve? They're signing a pledge to a party? When's that party going to sign a pledge, and these people that are getting elected sign a pledge to us, to we the people?
In law, there's the idea of a contract is there's consideration. You get A, I get B. If there's no consideration, and Trump made it clear that if they were going to play these dirty tricks that he wasn't going to do it, then he wasn't going to be bound by it. And he, even in a court of law, would not be bound by any contract he signed with them. So I don't even want to hear everybody whine that he's not fulfilling his commitment.
Well, neither have the others are not. They're not going to stand by Trump, and they've made that very clear. They're not going to stand by him if he gets the election. So what are we going to see happen? And you know what? It's because they really don't care if Hillary gets elected.
Right, because she's a globalist.
Exactly.
And
you got it.
She, Bernie, Cruz, Kasich, the entire GOP are run by globalists. They probably have huge stock options in all these foreign countries. They're taking money from foreign donors, and Trump wants to keep things to build America first. It's like Americans are paying for all their globalist ideas, and he's the one wanting to stop it. And some of us are so wrapped up in all these side issues that we can't see. It's simple. You're for America, you're for globalism.
And that goes along with the immigration issue, too.
Right.
We're going into a break. I am going to let you go. Thank you so much
Thank
you so much for spending time with me. You stay on top of things, and that is fantastic. I appreciate
you.
It. All right. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. At 877-895-5410. Amazing that Gabriella mentioned Pat Buchanan. I've got an article here by Pat Buchanan. He says Trump is right about NATO. And he's got some statistics here that are just amazing. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
TJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Richard, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've titled today's show Outraged. Are you outraged? Because this slanderous, petty, lying, cheating that's going on in politics, avoiding the issues, is an insult to you. It is a slap in the face of every single American, not just those who are for Trump. It is a slap in the face for every single American because you're being told by the GOP that your vote doesn't matter. They don't care who you're for. Your vote doesn't matter. They will choose the candidate. And you're being told on the Democrat side, we're going to take your money and give it away. We're going to take more and more and more. We bailed out General Motors. And in this article, which I had not finished yet, and I really thank Gabrielle for calling in. That made my day. Thank you. It says here that the issue of U.S. auto manufacturers moving production facilities overseas has taken a center stage this presidential election. Well, we're trying to make it that. With the rise of both the billionaire Donald in the Republican Party and the rise of Senator Bernie Sanders on the Democrat Party. Trump has drawn attention to the GM competitor Ford for the company's decision to move manufacturing to Mexico, but Ford wasn't the recipient of taxpayer-funded bailout. Sanders, meanwhile, has used his opposition to the bailouts to show that he isn't influenced by crony capitalism. All the while, former Secretary Hillary Clinton has tried to take credit for saving the auto industry with her supports of the bailouts. General Motors has also announced plans to sell Chinese-manufactured hybrid Cadillac, the CT6, in the American markets. Flint was known for decades as Buick City. It's now jobless, bankrupt, and destitute. That's inevitable if America is stripped of jobs and industry. Representative Paul Ryan and Senator Mitch McConnell and Barack Obama promised more of the same with the TPP. Another globalist trade deal like the ones that destroyed Flint and thousands of communities across America. This must stop. We must put America and Americans first again. Now, this is an article coming from Dustin Stockton. We must put America first again. The retired senior INS agent, Mike Cutler, says the same thing. I don't know who he stands for with the presidency. I know he was upset with Ted Cruz. He mentioned that several times on the air over the bill that he was passing that would increase legal immigration by 500%. But he said, it's not anti-immigration, it's pro-America. It's time all of us were pro-America. You need to be outraged. Outraged by so many things. We have Ty here in Missouri on hold. How are you, Ty?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, a little bit different than what you and Gabriella were saying.
Okay, that's all right. That's what America's about.
Yeah, and that is America first is a good policy, but it really has to be God first.
Oh, I agree 100%. And you know that's part.
I know you do.
That's a big part of the problem right now in America.
And it is. And the reason why I'm not as outraged maybe at the news outlets and such is because the people, the reason they're putting it out is because the people eat it up.
Hmm. But I think should be, what I was trying to say is the outrage, they're talking about these pictures that went up, they're talking about this reporter, they're talking about the violence and those things, you know, I don't like any of them, the violence that are going on in the rallies, but no one's mentioning the death threats that this one candidate is getting. We had a candidate assassinated, remember Robert Kennedy? We had a candidate assassinated one time, but nobody's even focusing on that. And then they're not focusing on the issues, and they certainly aren't focusing on God. You're absolutely right with that, Ty.
And I think that America will be, as you said, America will be judged for...
Oh, absolutely, for the killing of the genocide of our babies and for many other things.
And we need to be promoting righteousness in... And as the people are righteous, we'll get righteous leaders that'll match.
Yes, the only thing that's really going to change is when the people's hearts change. You're absolutely correct. I'm going to let you go because I'm just about out of time, okay? Thank you, Ty. Well, I didn't make it to my NATO article because I wanted to finish, and I still didn't finish that from the GM article. But it says here, he's talking about at the end, is it any wonder people are following after Trump? Because the auto industry, some of the workers, they've lost their jobs, and they are getting on the Trump train, as so to speak, is what they call it. And he said, is there any wonder when they see their jobs going out? Now, this article, I'll try and bring it to you tomorrow if I don't have a guest schedule. I've got some people to call this afternoon. But Pat Buchanan makes some awfully good points, and I feel like, you know, I've liked Pat for a long time. And I watched him last night as they were interviewing him over this ridiculous stuff that's going on. He's not going to have it. He just won't talk about that stuff. Let's talk about what matters. And he's not endorsed anybody, as far as I know. You know, the endorsement from Walker for Cruz that came out yesterday morning is only a week after Walker was talking about a brokered convention, and it'll be somebody that's not running. Ponder that one for a moment and think about just what's really happening in this nation. The people no longer have a choice. I have an article on that that I was going to share today. The time just slips by. It's the fastest hour, the shortest hour of the day. Talking about how we're run by bureaucrats and how that's happened. And how Congress just shrugs off their job. They don't care. It makes their job easier. Well, you know, they got lots more time to occupy their offices and cut those deals with foreign countries and with agendas and with lobbyists. And that's why Mitch McConnell, who only makes $100,000+ a year after 6 years, is worth $24 million. Wake up, America, and get outraged. Make it a righteous outrage. Make it a righteous anger. But get outraged, because these things are happening against you. Your freedom, your liberty, is hanging in the balance. It's time we all stood together, every single one of us, every occupation, every race, and bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.